Radio City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Let's do the guide. Liverpool with Jay. Hi, morning to you, Jay.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Bank holiday weekend coming up. A lot of expectation, a lot of pressure on the shoulders.
There's
to maybe make sure.
There's tons going on, so it's all okay. It's all good.
Right. Well, Jay's here every week with the guide Liverpool to tell us what's going on in the city. That might be anything from music, theatre, lifestyle. Nightlife, he likes a bit of nightlife, I tell you that.
Oh, yes, oh, yes.
Food and drink, loves a bit of food and drink as well. Yeah, so all that sort of stuff. Last week, we broke some news to him. We told him
that
the Disney cruise was coming to Liverpool.
I knew about it.
He was in awe.
I just didn't know the date, that was all. But you didn't know what I've just told you.
Yeah, yeah. Jay then broke some news yesterday, but it was follow-on news from our breaking news. Go on, Jay, what was it?
12th of June, the boat comes in on Friday, but it's also back on the 12th of June. This is the Disney Magic Cruise Liner. First time in the UK. There's a big like celebration happening on the pierhead on the 12th of June. They're playing Disney movies. They've got live music playing Disney songs put together by Disney and Liverpool City Council. So it's going to be fantastic. First time ever in Liverpool, obviously Disney putting a show on. And it's down at the pierhead. It's all free. So check it out. And of course, that boat will be there too. And I'm going to try.
Sunday, the 12th of June.
The 12th of June.
Right. And you're going to try to what?
I'm going to try and get Claire Simo from Radio City onto the boat. That's my plan.
Just dress her up as Cinderella. In fact, she dresses up as Cinderella
looks like
most
her anyway. Yeah, Tinkerbell.
that would be brilliant. Actually, if you've got a family, put that in the dark. That's the sort of thing. Even my kids are 9 and 10. They'd be absolutely in awe of seeing like Mickey Mouse or Pluto or.
But it's unheard of, really, that Disney put a show on outside the parks or outside the States, and they're doing it here in Liverpool. So it's a big deal.
It's not the real Mickey, though. He's in L.A., isn't he?
Of course it's the real Mickey. Of course
no, it can't. There can't be two of them. He's not come round from L.A.,
Steve,
has he?
It's the real Mickey.
All right, let's get on with everything that's happening. There's quite a few cool things going on. Musically, let's start with Sound City. Now, we had the organisers on a couple of weeks ago just talking about the number of bands that were on, Left Field, The Coral, Pete Doherty, Danny Warhols goes on and on. It's become an absolute monster, hasn't it?
It's huge. Obviously, Sound City used to be city centre based, and you'd kind of run from venue to venue to go and see your favourite gig. But they moved to Bramley Moor Dock, down on North Docks. They moved there for the first time last year. I was there last year for the full weekend. I've been to a lot of festivals, and in my opinion, it's probably the best festival location I've ever been to, certainly, but one of the best in the world. You've got the main stage with behind it the Three Graces, obviously alongside the Mersey, the big firework display in front of the Liver Birds. It's incredible. Big, like, apocalyptic feel. Apocalyptic. Can't say it. Apocalyptic feel to it because it's dockside. It's in these old warehouses. And it's brilliant. Some of the things that happen there are fantastic. Obviously, the lineup is incredible.
So it's indoors, is it?
No, it's all over the docks. So indoors as well. There's some big warehouse. There's a big Baltic warehouse down there. So they've got tons happening in there. A tall ship will be on site with gigs happening on the tall ship. It's brilliant. It's worth going just to experience the location. But the lineup is incredible as well. And it's famous Sound City for kind of breaking new talent. Ed Sheeran. First played Sound City a few years back. Florence and the Machine did. And there's a band headlining this year, and they've got a great story. Dave Piccolinghi has got more.
Catfish have been one of those bands. I think they first played with us in 2011 when Ryan was hassling Darren, who was then our kind of unsigned emerging talent booker. You know, and Darren came to us, as he always did, with saying, look, I've got this great band that we want to put on. We put them on first then. They played with us again since. And now here they are in 2015 headlining our main stage.
That's Catfish and the Bottlemen.
Yes, so they headline on Saturday. But what a great story. They applied to play years ago and now they're headlining the whole festival. Which is incredible. A band from
Llandudno. You've got to work hard, Jay.
You've got to work hard. You've got to put the hours in. But of course, it's all about the Coral as well. Back together. They're playing Sunday night. They've sold over 1 million UK albums since 2001. 5 of them albums have been top 10. Away from the band, they've done lots musically. James Skelly runs a record company, Skeleton Records, support local music massively, and they're back together on Sunday for what will be a fantastic gig.
Are they from Hoylake?
They're from, from
is
over the
Hoylake?
Wirral. Yeah, I think it's
it
Hoylake.
Is, isn't it?
But I used to work in the Rat and Parrot many years ago.
Behind the bar.
And I think it's James's mum and dad ran the pub. They were my bosses. So you'd see the lads coming in and getting ready for a gig and legging it out, and just as they were getting bigger and bigger. But they are a great band, and as I say, over 1 million UK albums sold, which is incredible.
Okay, so we're going to play The Coral now, Dreaming of You.
top of my heart when it skips a beat. Can't feel no pavement right under my feet. I feel my lonely room when I'm dreaming.
You do know the song?
Yeah, I do.
You were saying before, I don't know this song.
I don't know the, it's the name, I don't know. But the Coral, Catfish and the Bottlemen, left field... Hot Chip. I don't know them. As
you
a DJ.
Do know
I
Hot
don't
Chip.
Know Hot Chip.
Well, they're doing a DJ set this weekend. There's a big, big dance side of the festival this weekend as well. They're teaming up with Freeze, and it's going to be incredible. Check it out, Sound City. And of course, it's a little bit out of the city centre. There is a shuttle service as well from town, and Merseyrail. You can stop at Sandhills, get there dead easy, and check it out. Tickets still available.
Right, you just get on a bus.
Get on a bus and you're there.
Okay, sort brilliant of. Stuff. Let's shift on. And of course, this is the guide, Liverpool with Jay Hyde. What are we talking about next?
The Royal Court. They've got a show on at the minute. Now, not my cup of tea. I've got tickets for my mum and dad, actually. But apparently it's incredible, this show. It's called Shout the Mod Musical. It's a big 60s party celebrating the big female vocalists of the 60s. And it's a gang.
Who
from...
were they?
Dusty Springfield, Lulu,
right, okay.
Cilla, all that.
Pete Price
is probably on there somewhere. Lipper have put this together, a gang of students from Lipper, and they're doing incredible. It's had fantastic reviews, and we spoke to some of the cast about the plot.
The show tracks five girls as they come of age during an era where so much happened politically, socially, economically, and they all write in to an agony aunt seeking advice about their husbands, about their home life. But the agony aunt is very much still stuck in the 50s, so the advice she gives isn't always the best, but they use it, and sometimes it can be quite hilarious, the situations they get themselves into.
I'm not sure your dad's going to be chuffed being given tickets for that. Your mum might be happy about it.
60s music in there, he'd be happy. But it's worth going just to check out the new Royal Court. Of course, it's all been refurbed and they've got a fantastic bar now on the first floor up there. Have you been in?
No, not since it's been redone.
Brilliant.
I went, so good. Last time I went in there was for the Liverpool story. That was some time ago. Oh, I like the Royal Court.
Yeah, it's got a great feeling.
Historic about it, hasn't it?
And they do a nice pan of scouse as well, which you can have before the show. It's a great food menu, just a great vibe in there. And of course, the bar's open. You can have a bevy as you're watching the show. Which
yeah.
is always good.
I like that idea of the little booths and you have a table.
Yeah, it's great. Know? It's like really old fashioned, but inside it looks really, really cool and trendy. Yeah.
And even outside now, they've got the big screen, haven't they? And if you've not been into town recently, but the Royal Court looks entirely different. The penny farthing's still there on the left hand side of it. Okay, let's move on. And what is on?
This weekend, we got another big marathon, a big race. Obviously, Run for the 96 was on Sunday. This weekend, it's the Rock and Roll Marathon. This is an international kind of business, if you like. And we've got our own version in Liverpool. And it's the aim of it is to show off Liverpool, show off the famous landmarks in Liverpool with great music on as you're running the half marathon, 26
Brilliant.
Miles.
It's live bands, isn't it? As
live
you go past
bands
certain
as you go
points.
Past. And then at the final finish line, they've got a big headline show from Cast that afternoon. I'm going to be down on the Otterspool Park stage bringing some of the bands on, so you'll see me halfway through the course. It's going to be a great day.
You kicking it off, are you?
I think Claire Simo was kicking it off, and then I'm kind of
helping them midway.
Yeah, just cheering them on, throwing water at them.
Brilliant
offering
stuff.
Lucas Aid and
Who
stuff.
Have we got here then?
And then next up, we got Concert in the Square. It's happening on Sunday. It's free. It's happening in Concert Square. Dave McCabe from the Zootons is playing. Alison Limerick, remember that tune, Where Love Lives? She is on. And another great local band called The Sums.
It's free. There's a lot happening in Liverpool musically, but it's rare that you get something free these days, you know, with Matthew Street going and that. So what these guys are doing, they've got all the clubs around here who are all contributing and putting it up independently and funding the event, whereas, you know, anywhere else you wouldn't get that.
Brilliant. Bank holiday weekend.
Yes.
People are going to be out there, aren't they? Sunday.
Too
what,
right.
What did I hear? I heard one of the boxers say, bank holiday weekend in Liverpool is like nothing else.
The best in the world.
Jay didn't review the boxing, by the way. He's
well,
given you everything else
got,
to
we
do
We have
by
got
the
an
box.
Interview with Tony Bellew on the site, so you can check that out.
Big plug for that for your site at the moment. You've got, what, stuff from Run for the 96 on there? Let's just get it up here. There we go. Run for the 96 interview with Simo, Margaret Aspinall, Mersey River Festival lineup. What else is on there at the moment? Barry Manilow. Copacabana.
Yeah.
11 acts you must see at Sound City. And that story we broke to you about Disney magic coming to Mersey.
Story you broke.
Jay Hyde, wonderful stuff. The Guide Liverpool, thank you. This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport, and talk for Liverpool.